Blank. See, might be a lot of blank.
Okay, Wednesday.
It is in the washing machine, and it makes it work better. I don't know.
Wednesday night, Kovos Halbobos, Shar HaBitochon, Perek Chamishi, and page Kufnun Ches. We're learning about the differences between a Baal Bitochon and a not Baal Bitochon. And we saw the first two differences, and we learned Pshat in the first two differences. The first is that the Baal Bitochon accepts, he's trained, his mind is trained and set up to accept whatever happens as the will of Hashem. He takes it with equanimity and serenity and calmness, and it's the will of Hashem. Hashem Nosom, Hashem Lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. The Not Boteach pats himself on the back when things are going good, things are going well, and curses and screams and rants and raves and gets depressed and resentful and angry when things are not going good. He gets fired from a job, he's angry at Hashem, he's angry at the world, he's angry at his boss, he gets angry at his wife. He gets a raise, he pats himself on the back and says, boy, I'm a good worker, I deserve a raise. Baruch Hashem. He even says Baruch Hashem. He doesn't think about Hashem for a second, but he says Baruch Hashem. The second difference is already a further step, and that is that he has internalized, and this also the Baal Bitochon, because of all the things we learned in developing Bitochon, the Baal Bitochon has internalized that Hashem is a mativ, and everything Hashem does is for good only. Hashem only does tov by definition. Hashem doesn't choose to do good. The definition of Hashem is that he's a mativ, he does good, he bestows good upon the world, and therefore he's besimcha. He's besimcha. Now, how, and you see he's besimcha. There are not many people that you see when they get fired from the job that they're smiling. Some people, yeah, if they hated the job. But the fact that they say, I know Hashem is doing this for Tov, I do know someone like this. I think I once told the story about, I have a relative in Passaic. It's a woman, and she is like a very amazing person. So once they went away to Florida for Pesach, and my son borrowed their car, and they're pretty not fabulously wealthy people, but they're very, very well to do. They're a real nice car, and the Chemi borrowed it, and he smashed it. So he was like going out of his mind, like, how's he going to return it to them? What's he going to say? How's he going to pay for it? Like, how's he going to? So I said, don't worry, it was drivable. So he drove it back to the house and he parked it, and I said, don't worry, they're going to come back. It was her car. And I said, she's going to see it, she's going to say, Baruch Hashem, this is like the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Don't worry. So Kachavi, he drove it in, she saw it, he called her up, he said, did you notice your car? And he says, yes, and Baruch Hashem, this is like the greatest thing, because I've been nudging my husband to get me a new car, a different car, and he doesn't want to. He says, this one's good enough, and now this is like the now he has to get me a new car. This is so great, and it's covered by insurance, so don't worry, because everything's insured, and now I have to get a new car. Thank you, this is like great, I want to thank you. So there's not many people that can do that. You're supposed to do it even if you don't have a story that you wanted to the new car and your husband didn't want to get you one. You're supposed to be able to do that anyway. You're supposed to say, I don't know yet why it's good, but I know it's good. And that's a din. It's reflected in halacha, a very, very difficult din. When you're making a baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam dayan ha-emes, which gradually occurred, and you're making a baruch atah dayan ha-emes, you have to make it besimcha. That's a din. And simcha is something you feel. It's not something you fake. You can't fake being besimcha. The halacha requires a person to be besimcha. It's really very, very, almost impossible. I say almost because the halacha would not require it if it would be impossible. So obviously it is possible. And you're making a dynamis, which means the halacha does not expect you to like feel it and understand it and know it, because then you would make a tova meitiv. Like Law said, Lava, when we understand everything and we see things from Hashem's perspective, if we're granted that knowledge, then you only make a tova meitav. That's a Gemara. There is no dynamis loss of love. There's no such thing as bad news. We experience it as bad news, yet we're supposed to feel besimcha, which it's amazing. It's like almost superhuman, but I guess it's not superhuman. So that's the second thing. The Baal Bitochen is always happy. The Baal Bitochen knows Hashem is only meitav, so he's always in a good mood. On our level, and this you will find by people of Baal Bitochon, someone gets fired, doesn't have an income, you look at him, you don't see it. You don't see an upset person, you don't see an angry person, you don't see a worried person, you don't see a nervous person, you don't see an anxious person. You see a guy smiling, he's smiling. And you say, I just got fired, So, like, why are you smiling? He says, why not? Hashem's a meitiv. Hashem's going to take care of me. You want to know who this just happened to? I don't know if it's, maybe it's a Avak Lashon Hara to say. I want to say it. The guy, Yechiel Spiro, the kashrus man? So he did it. The kashrus thing was an all-volunteer thing. He had a job. So he lost his job. He lost his job. You can't tell. I'm working with him on a daily basis for the last 3 weeks. If he wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have been able to tell. He mentioned that we were talking about something, so he mentioned he lost his job a week ago. Couldn't tell. That's what it says here. About Bitochen, you can't tell. Can't tell that anything bad happened to him because he knows it's good. He's internalized that knowledge. He'll make a dynamis because he doesn't, his experience is a bad experience. He experiences it as bad. Thank you. He experiences it as bad, but. Is it the not Baal Bitochon? He's always nervous, even when things are going well. Maybe this is going to happen. Maybe that's going to happen. I really need even more money. I got a vacation. Ugh, I wanted a 2-week vacation. I only got a 1-week vacation. And not Baal Bitochon is focused on what he doesn't have, what he would like to have and doesn't. He's always, Kol Yimei Ani Roim. He's always anxious, sad, upset. Yeshua Mone wrote some Messiah. He's focused on what he doesn't have. Maybe we'll call such a person, that's not really, but we say like a pessimist. He's always looking at the cup that's half empty. So that's what, I wouldn't use the word pessimism, but I would say also, not Baal Bitochon is looking at the cup that's half empty. And he's saying, oh yeah, I wish it was full. I wish, I need this, I need that, I need more. And a Sameach Bechelko is Sameach Bechelko. So that's difference number two. We continue now with difference number three, page Kuf Nun Ches. The Hashlishi, the third difference. Again, the Chavin Lovus is coming from a perspective that the two people are leading the same outward lives. They're both getting up in the morning, maybe they're learning, maybe they're not. They go to davening, they eat breakfast, they go to work, put in a full day's work. You don't see necessarily a difference. You say, so wherein lies the difference? So number three, Shabbatech of Hashem, Aval Pishu Masasek Besibos, he goes through life doing what we call Hishtadlus, because that's what you got to do, that's the will of Hashem. Eino Somech Belibo Aleihem, in his heart, he's not relying on those sibos. He's going to get to a point. He knows that that's not really what's bringing him parnosa. It's Hashem declaring that he should have parnosa. Beinu makava mehen toeles v'lo nezek. He expects nothing good to come from it, nor anything bad to come from it. B'ligzeiras Hashem. He knows that's not it. That's just a channel through which Hashem's Gezeira is channeled. And if it won't be this channel, it'll be a different channel. But this is not it. Ela Mesase Kubohen Bebechiroso Mishmas Hashem. This is what Chovetz Chabad says many times. We talk about it a lot, that this really elevates and uplifts the person's hishtadlus, because now the hishtadlus you do is your bechira to do the will of Hashem, because it's the will of Hashem. You're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. You really, like, what am I doing this for? This is crazy, man. I'm wasting my time. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. Everything becomes a mitzvah now. That's what he says. He chose to do the will of Hashem. He wants people to work and to be productive citizens of the world. That's his lashon. Why he wants them to do it, he explained back in Perek Beis. Perek Gimel. Why? If while he's doing the will of Hashem, he rather earns his parnasa and he avoids health issues because he went to the doctor the way he's supposed to go to a doctor and he had a checkup, but he's saying, I'm only doing this because it's the will of Hashem, because this is considered normal hishtadlus. So he thanks Hashem when the doctor gives him a clean bill of health. He doesn't say this is because I jogged around the block every day. That's not why it is. It is because Hashem gave him a clean bill of health. So he's modal Hashem, Yisroma B'Yisad Levadu Al-Kach, Ve'inemosev Bo'Deveikus. He doesn't fall in love with the vitamins. He doesn't fall in love with jogging. He doesn't fall in love with anything he may be doing. He doesn't become obsessive. People do exercise. It's wonderful. You have to do exercise. You have to do exercise. You have to do it. But then there's people that obsess. That's what he's talking about now. When it becomes obsessive behavior. When you would not pick up your wife from the airport and make her come home in a nesher because you have to have your morning jog and you can't miss your morning jog. I don't know if that's a good example or not, but that's called obsessive behavior. And that's what the Rav says. The Baal Bitochen doesn't obsess. He can go through life doing all the hishtadlus, but he doesn't obsess on it. He's not afraid. He's not like, oh, I can't miss one day. What's going to be? Like, relax. That's not really what's doing it anyway. Okay, we'll stop here.